Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Seven Deadly Shadows by Courtney Alameda and Valin E. Mayatani. Performed by Tracy Kato Kiriyama. For Those Who Held the Lanterns, John M. Cusick, Alexandra Cooper, and Bo Jensen. Thank you. C.A. For Grant. V.M. 1. Kogakan High School, Kyoto, Japan. I am a girl surrounded by monsters and ghosts from an ancient world. Most days, they scare me less than people do.
Baka!
Ayako-senpai snaps, shoving me to the ground in the school's courtyard. The contents of my messenger bag scatter across the asphalt. Some of my books fall open, their pages tearing and flapping in the wind. Chemistry, history, English. Colorful pens, pencils, and erasers flee from the girls who have trapped me. Do you really think I'm the idiot here, senpai? The baka? I'm supposed to respect the upperclassmen at my school, but Ayako-senpai treats me like trash. She no more deserves the honorific of senpai than I do the insult of baka. While her parents have the money to buy her a spot here at Kyoto's prestigious Kogakan High School, I had to earn my way. Of course, being a newer student at Kogakan makes me an outsider, a girl on the fringe, a target. When I try to rise, Ayako puts a foot on my back. The girls circle tighter. Their shadows fall over me, surprisingly heavy in the hot sun. My cheeks burn. No matter how much shame I feel, no matter how violent their bullying may get, I will not cry. I will not cry. I clench my teeth and repeat these words like a mantra. From the ground, all I can see are the graceful stems of the girls' legs and the whiteness of their socks, styled fashionably loose and scrunched over their shoes. Their pleated skirts make jagged lines above their knees.
You understand this is for your own good, don't you, Kita-chan?
Ayako says, removing her foot from my back and crouching down. She keeps her legs pressed together and clasps her hands in her lap. Her patella bones look like birds' skulls, white and fragile. Of course you believe that, I think, wishing I could say the words aloud. But I know better than to talk back to an upperclassman. Not only will Ayako make my life more hellish, but anyone I might complain to would tell me I was a fool for picking an argument with her.
We're your big sisters, your senpai,
Ayako continues.
We want you to fit in. But that might be difficult for a girl who's hardly more than a scholarship student. I'm surprised your parents can't afford the tuition here.
The other girls snicker. Ayako slides a finger under my chin and turns my face toward hers. Movement draws my gaze left, where a ghostly tentacle curls over her shoulder and slides its tip into her ear. My heartbeat picks up. The bracelet I wear around my left wrist grows warmer, the protective metal charms reacting to the demon's presence. It's an old heirloom my grandfather gave me, one that has been passed down through the Fujikawa family for generations. As a Shinto shrine maiden, a miko, cleansing evil is supposed to be part of my job. Few people can sense the yokai, the demon's benevolent, malevolent, and everything in between. Yokai thrive on the energy created by extreme human emotions, which means it's best to try to avoid or ignore them. Most days, similar tactics work with human bullies. Keep your head down. Don't antagonize them. Ignore their insults. They feed on your embarrassment and your shame. But evil is harder to deal with when it shows up wearing knee socks and ombre extensions. I don't know what sort of yokai infests Ayako.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?